And what about some different kinds of land you had on the farm? What different kinds of land would you have?
Well, some have what they call the poor soil, and some call the rich land, like that.
Mm-hmm. So the rich land would be real what? Real
dark soil.
Real,
mm-hmm.
We gotta say it was real fur.
Fertilized. Because in a rich soil, you wouldn't necessarily have to use fertilizer.
You wouldn't have to.
Not necessary. You could grow something without the fertilizer if it's a rich soil.
Because it's already real fur.
So full of fertilizer.
Oh, it's already got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you ever hear real rich soil called something called? You know, sort of a mixture of sand and clay, you know, mixed together. Real rich soil. Did you ever hear something called
lowland?
Now, what's lowland?
Well, lowland, I think, is kind of a land is where it's a lot of washing doing. A lot of water runs through there that keeps that soil washed off, and I think they usually call that lowland, don't they? Mm-hmm.
Would lowland be like where a stream floods?
Uh-huh. A lot of streams, you know, water goes down there more often.
Well, if you had a field and it had a little place that was wet all the time, what would you call that?
Well, in a way, they call wetland. They call that some call it wet spot and some call it wetland, you know, like that.
Well, did you ever hear something called loam?
Called loam. What that would be in a soil?
A kind of soil like that?
A loam? I don't think so.
Well, what would you call the place that might have water standing on it all the time? You know?
A pond.
Well, but, you know, maybe had grass and trees growing in it too.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a, you know, there's some of it. Like if you go over toward Columbia,
mm-hmm.
There's some of it that way. A swamp.
Swamp. So
does that always have trees growing in it?
Well, now swamp, yeah, there's a lot of trees in a swamp. It's a place that hadn't never been cleared up. And in that way, it's thick, the swamp is.
Does it have water?
Yeah, it'd be water holes and spots, and, you know, all along in it.
Well, you know, what do you do if you want to farm a swamp?
Well, now, to farm that swamp, you got to do something to get that water off.
So what do you do?
Well, you got to get something way to make a drainage to drain that land to get it down where you can get it in to clear it up.
So what do you dig to drain it?
A ditch.
And now, would a ditch be like different sizes? Could you dig a?
Yeah, you can have different sizes of ditches to drain. Depending upon how large a body that water is in that swamp.
Well, could you get a little barge, a little boat, in a ditch, floating a ditch?
Kind of how large that ditch is, and the water would have to be a water that run there all time to use that boat in there.
Now, we were talking about fishing a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that really interests me. What are some places around here that you go fishing?
Well, now there's several ponds around here you can go fishing, you know, like that.
What about some running water places?
Running water? Well, yeah, there's a creek about 7 miles, you know, out of town here. You know, a lot of people go out there fishing.
What's it called?
It's called Beaver Creek.
Do you know some other creeks around here?
Mm-hmm, Bear Creek.
Where is it?
Well, Bear Creek is on about 4 miles. No, it ain't 4 miles from Beaver Creek. It's about 2.5 miles from Beaver Creek, going west of Beaver Creek. Mm-hmm.
Do you know any other creeks around here?